recyclable can because there's no recyclable bin.
That's Holly Abbott. She's circling the Sprouts grocery in Lafayette with a soda can in her hand.
I purchased it inside the Sprouts, and I finished my lunch, and I looked for a recyclable can. There's nothing. And so I came outside. There's nothing. And I went back inside and asked, and they said they don't have one. That's crazy.
But it's not unusual, because it's not required in most places. The city of Boulder is the only place in the county that mandates businesses provide recycling and composting bins.
The city of Boulder approved a universal zero waste ordinance in the summer of 2015. It's the third city in the country to do that.
Harlan Savage is with EcoCycle, one of the country's largest nonprofit recycling organizations. She says the 2015 ordinance means you won't have to search for a place to toss your trash or compost or recycling, at least not in city limits.
So theoretically, everywhere you go in the city, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're going to school, whether you're going to work, at all of those places, you should have access to recycling and composting.
Of course, providing the bins doesn't mean people always use them. Since the law took effect 2 years ago, the city of Boulder recycles and composts only 40% of what it could, which is better than the national average by a few percentage points, and considerably better than the state as a whole. Colorado diverts only 12% of its waste, making it one of the most wasteful states in the nation, according to a study published by EcoCycle and the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. Kathleen Thermos is the East Boulder County Campaigns Coordinator for EcoCycle.
One of the big contributors to landfilling is compost. So it's yard waste, food waste, organic materials.
Thermos works with towns and cities outside Boulder city limits. She says about 50% of what ends up in the trash is actually compostable. That goes for the state as well as Boulder County. The challenge to getting the organic material out of the garbage is threefold. One, providing composting bins to residents and businesses. Only 7 Front Range cities offer curbside compost collection.
Longmont just started to offer a curbside composting service, and that started in April of last year.
2. Compelling people to compost. 60% of the waste produced in Colorado comes from apartments and businesses.
Another issue is that apartment buildings, anything with an HOA, townhouses, that sort of thing, they are not required to compost or recycle.
And 3, educating people what they can and should not throw in the trash. Lafayette resident Bernice Casey admits she tosses out more than she probably should.
Yeah, you know, when I'm afraid, I don't want to corrupt the recycling, so then I'll put it in the trash.
Constantly looking on my sheet at home to
say,
you know, where they go, because it's, you know, not always intuitive.
Getting to that intuitive point is a long learning curve, and recycling organizations know that, which is why they start teaching the benefits of recycling and composting in elementary schools. And it's working, because the kids are the ones who bring the message home. At Alicia Sanchez International Elementary in Lafayette, students are learning the nuances of composting and recycling.
Yesterday, I learned that the plastic water bottles, like even the cap of the water bottle, can go into the recycling, and they could be made into jeans.
When you threw out your lunch today, what did you do with it?
I put a little box I had in the recycling, and I put the rest of my food in the compost.
But what about the items that are more difficult to discern, like aseptic cartons for soy milk or juice? Kids say?
Maybe.
No, because it's plasticated.
So. Adults say?
Trash. You know, we recycle them.
EcoCycle says you can now recycle these.
How about store receipts?
Throw it away in the trash. Because it has you can see the shine on it.
That would be recycle.
Compost.
Berry containers?
I think, yeah, it can be recycled since I can see a little sign.
Trash if you don't reuse it.
If they've got holes in them, maybe they're not recyclable.
And what about those soda cans and bottles? Harlan Savage with EcoCycle says, we all know we should recycle them. But
it's also something that I think we kind of discount the importance of. I mean, I've even had friends who are environmentalists, and they'll say, doesn't really matter. Why do I have to do this every week?
Well, according to REPREVE, that's a company that makes a recycled fiber used in performance clothing, if everyone in America recycled just one plastic bottle, they could turn it into 54 million t-shirts or 6.5 million fleece jackets. For KGNU, I'm Stacey Rosenbaum.